By this time, my eyes had adjusted to the darkness, and I could see that his hair was mussed in several places, and one ear had been chewed on. How bad you hurt?
Terrible! I'm wounded, Hank, and I may not make it.
Can you walk?
Well, I guess so.
And you can talk. So if you can walk and talk, what else is wrong?
Well, Hank, I don't like getting whipped.
Nobody does, son. But in this business, that's just part of a day's work. Even yours truly has been whipped on a few rare occasions. And if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for you. Move around and let's see. He limped around.
My ear hurts.
Is that why you're limping?
No, my leg hurts too.
That leg's a long way from your heart, Drover. I don't think you're gonna die.
That's easy for you to say. A guy just doesn't get any sympathy around here.
Sympathy, sympathy, sympathy. There, is that better?
I guess it beats a kick in the head.
That's the spirit. Listen, we got big problems. We've been attacked on two fronts today. I told him about the murder in the middle pasture.
Oh my gosh! Those stray dogs killed a calf!
I stared at the runt. Who said anything about stray dogs?
Well, I did, I guess.
Son, dogs don't kill calves.
Never?
Never, ever. It goes against our nature.
But stray dogs?
Stray dogs, ranch dogs, town dogs, it's all the same. It was a coyote job. We caught them in the act.
Oh, well, I just thought...
You thought it was an interesting coincidence that a calf was murdered on the very day we had a gang of stray dogs on the ranch.
Well...
You thought you would get a gold star for solving the case.
Well...
You thought I hadn't considered the possibility that dogs might have killed the calf, and the coyotes came along later and found the carcass.
Well, that did.
You thought that would be a simple explanation.
Yes, I guess.
But life isn't that simple, Drover. You can't expect to sit in the machine shed and solve a murder case. You have to get out into the real world, in the snow and wind and cold. You have to check the scent. You have to study the tracks. You have to memorize every detail of the murder scene.
Oh, I guess I was wrong.
Indeed you were. There's no particular shame in being wrong, but just don't let it happen again.
Okay, Hank.
And always remember, on this ranch, perfect is usually good enough.
Perfect is usually... Okay, I think I got it.